Community colleges face a persistent dilemma. Less than 40% of their students graduate within 6 years. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports that the City University of New York might be onto something when it comes to helping students stay in school. Oddly enough, it starts with an extra semester of classes.
Nearly 80% of the students at the City University of New York's community colleges need extra help before they're ready for school. A few years ago, CUNY came up with a way to help them speed through these remedial classes.
Our goal initially was, let's see if we could help these students eliminate some of their need before they matriculate.
Donna Linderman is the dean in charge of CUNY's START program. It launched in 2009 with just a couple of hundred students. And guess what? It's working.
After the pilot, we realized we didn't just eliminate some needs, we were wiping out need completely.
The START program got those students ready for college by enrolling them in remedial classes only. They paid just $75, a lot less than the $2,400 they'd spend on a full semester.
They would be using their financial aid or paying out of pocket for those classes. They may fail a class and have to take it a second time, so this could become a very expensive endeavor for a student.
As of last year, 51% of the students who have gone through CUNY START didn't need any more remedial classes after the semester-long program was over. From the outside, a 51% pass rate might still sound pretty low, but experts say it's unheard of in the community college world, where so many students aren't ready to complete the work. CUNY attributes its success largely to the teaching.
Wait, so there's a number there?
The college hired about 200 faculty just for the START program and wrote its own curriculum. Lessons are geared specifically for students who struggled in high school, with a lot of classroom participation.
It's very visual.
Erica Fells teaches math.
So if you wanted to say 5 squared, we would say 2 copies of 5. So it's kind of turning the definition of exponents into a visualization.
The students also have advisors who meet with them one-on-one and in groups. This is to keep them on track and to enroll in regular college classes when they're done. 20-year-old Jimmy Arzu is now a full-time student at Hostos Community College. He tried college once before, but says CUNY START was different.
They had my back 24/7. No matter where I go through, no matter how stressed I am, no matter how tired I am, no matter how hungry I am, but they just helped me a whole lot. And then that's why I'm able to pass my writing and my math, and I thank God for that.
He's now taking public speaking and English classes and eventually wants to transfer to a 4-year college where he can learn about the music industry. Many colleges, including CUNY, have tried what are called bridge programs, where students who need remedial classes get extra help. But CUNY took a much more intensive approach by condensing everything into one less expensive semester. You might ask, then, why aren't more community colleges trying this? Karen Stout has an answer. She runs Achieving the Dream, which is working with about 200 colleges to raise graduation rates.
Every college could attempt to do this and replicate it from the pieces around the curriculum. What they wouldn't be able to do is figure out a way to charge $75 and make it sustainable.
That's because different states have different funding mechanisms. She says New York is unusual because it has a continuing education fund separate from regular college aid. This enables CUNY to recover most of the costs. Linderman says they add up to about $2,100 per student.
It's not an inexpensive model. To make a commitment to train teachers and advisors for a full semester is not insubstantial.
But Linderman says the program is worth it because early data show those who went through CUNY START earn credits at a faster rate than other students. The program is now going through a rigorous study by outside experts. It's on track to serve about 4,000 students this academic year. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.